And Tupac Chuck sounds disgusting. Now, in Australian, Big Fatty means barf, like vomit. That reminds me when I went to America and we went to just north of Las Vegas after we'd hired our car and we came to some, like, casino and hotel on the side of the highway. And we stayed there because the rooms were cheap because it was a casino. And we went for dinner and the name of the restaurant in the casino hotel was the Big Fatty Wagon. And we just laughed and laughed because that is like in Australia calling a restaurant the Vomit Wagon. And it's pretty safe to say that nobody would go to a place that was called the Vomit Wagon. But in America, oh, there were so many fat asses there. It was like a Big Fatty convention.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, there were so many fat asses there. It was like a Big Fatty convention.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 439 of the BFO for Friday, the 9th of October, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, as promised, it's going to be a voice letter palooza, and I've got some entries into what Vera would wear at Let's Make a Deal.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, I'm so sorry that we had to start out the show with that. But there was, you know, you always have to play that on the first mention, you know, the first reference to the Sea Hag. So anyway, hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Big Fatty is at the Hara Hotel. And y'all, let's just say that things are jumping. This joint is jumping. And that does not indicate, you know, that anyone has a joint or anything like that. But, Big Fatty, we know what you mean. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has got quite a few voice letters that he wants to play for you today. And, y'all, my aim here is to get through all of them on today's show. And, y'all, if I'm going to do that, we have got to get a song stuck in your head that you can think about all weekend long as you try to sleep. How about this one?
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, I'm just ringing you because I'm listening to one of your almost recent shows when you're talking about the price of gas, and I thought I would let you know the price of gas in Australia because no doubt you will be wanting to know for when you come here next. Well, the price of gas in Australia is free because gas is what comes out of your ass. It's not what you put in a car. But if you wanted to know the price of petrol, it is a bargain price of $3.97 a gallon. So get that hootenanny mobile down to Bris Vegas soon. Bye, littleaussiebattler.net.
Now, y'all, if anyone knows about gas, it is Scotty, because he belches and farts almost as much as Big Fatty does on his podcast. Y'all, by the way, that was Scotty at the opening segment of today's show. And y'all, it's always nice when he relates a little bit of the Aussie culture. Y'all, who knew that Big Fatty meant vomit in Australia? But, you know, there you have it. Now, y'all, our next call is from someone who is in recuperation mode.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is David in Denver, just telling you that I made it through surgery, okay? Got a little frog in my throat due to when they pulled that tube out of my throat from, I wish it was a cock instead, but it wasn't, a tube out of my throat after the surgery. But otherwise, I'm in pain, and I am taking my meds. Not like Brian, I am taking my painkillers because this really hurts. But anyway, I'm doing fine, thank you. And hope you're doing well. Love you. Bye-bye.
Now, y'all, isn't that just the sweetest call? David, he's in pain. He's taking pain medication. And so what does he do? He calls the BFO. Oh, Big Fatty, I just needed to let you know I'm doing fine. I'm in a lot of pain, but I'm listening to you. And y'all, most people, when they listen to the BFO, are in a lot of pain. But y'all, he was such a good caller that he called right back.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David again in Denver. Just curious to know, did you ever look at those pictures of my... trip that I went on to the Vacuum Cleaner Museum? To know, did you ever look at those pictures of my trip that I went on to the Vacuum Cleaner Museum? I was just curious to know. Hope you did. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Now, y'all, I had a lot of fun with David's call there, but I did get his pictures of the Vacuum Cleaner Museum, and y'all, it's unbelievable. There are all kinds. You never would guess. There are all these kinds of Whack-ums, and y'all, many of them still work, and it's just every brand and every make of Whack-um cleaner that you could think of that... That was at this museum. And y'all, it's quite interesting. Quite interesting. In fact, hopefully, when I report to you on Monday with a blow-by-blow account of everything that happened this weekend, Big Fatty will be an honorary entry into the Vacuum Cleaner Museum.
Hey there, Fat One. It's your Fat Fair correspondent, Bjorn. So I wanted to give you the full rundown of the fat foods at the fair. First of all, there's the deep-fried Oreos that are a little weird, but they were good. I won't say it. The deep-fried butter, as I told you, are like really buttery rolls covered in grape or cherry jams, I guess. One's maybe a cherry sauce, one's a grape jam. Anyway, powdered sugar, delicious. There was still the deep-fried bacon, the chicken-fried bacon from last year. I had a corny dog. If you go to Texas State Fair, you have to have a corny dog, especially the Fletcher's corny dog. Mustard. Delicious. There was deep-fried shrimp involved. I didn't have any of that. I did have some other corn on the cob. See, there was the deep-fried pork chips. Those weren't very good. They were really hard. And last but not least, there was, of course, what all state fairs have to offer, and that is fat people. And I'm talking, like, you know, Ricky fat. Like, fupas everywhere. And it's pretty amazing to see these people on Rascals rolling around eating deep-fried whatever. It's amazing, you know. You got to admit, you got to give them credit. If you're that fat, you might as well get fatter. I mean, you know, as your fat correspondent, I thought I was fat. But then, of course, you know, I went to the fair, and I feel skinny. So I hope to get back again and try this some deep-fried other stuff. I don't know. There's tons of deep-fried whatever. If it can be deep-fried, it probably has been and will be. But the deep-fried cookie dough was a little weird. I remember that one being weird. So there you go. There is the Texas State Fair deep fried food rundown. And now I'm going to go have a heart attack again and go back to the fair. All right, it's Bjorn. Bye.
Oh, y'all, my stomach hurts just listening to that. But y'all, it sounds to me like Bjorn thoroughly enjoyed himself. Now, y'all, I'm going to tell you, the deep fried butter sounded delicious until he started putting all that jelly and stuff on it. Big Fatty is not a jelly person. I don't like the jelly. But now, if you just put some powdered sugar on that, yeah, I would. I probably would have enjoyed that. And Bjorn, if you do go back, please, you know, you have responsibilities. Very much like the patron saint of the BFO or the self-appointed historian. Well, that's not really a good explanation because, you know, that Brian from Boston, he's unsubscribed, y'all. But anyway... if you go back, please, for the love of God, call us and, you know, and tell us what the fattest person was like. And by the fattest person, well, I've already played that little stinger that I always play when I mention her name.
Hey, Big Daddy. This is Melissa the Confused. I'll let you know that you have me breaking the law right now, because out here on the surface of the sun, we are not allowed to drive and speak on our cell phones. However, I am doing just that, because I just finished listening to Jeremiah's phone call about the colored tallywhacker. Oh, my gosh. I thought I was going to get in a car accident on top of breaking the law. That man needs his own show. Why don't you help him with that? Maybe you can give him some tips on how he can get his own podcast going, because he is to die for. I just love that man. Oh, I hope he calls back. I do. I'm on my knees. Well, not right now. I'm not on my knees. Oh, I hope he calls back. I do. I'm on my knees. Well, not right now. I'm not on my knees. But I would be on my knees begging him to please call you back, and I'm not doing anything else on my knees, Big Daddy, so don't get any ideas. Anyway, just wanted to call. Love your show. Love Jeremiah's phone call. He needs his own show. Bye.
Y'all, that is Melissa the Confused from out there near the surface of the sun. In the Californias, and it sounds to me like she really, really, really enjoyed Jeremiah's phone call. Yeah, in fact, she risked incarceration to be able to call and tell us how much she enjoyed it. And, you know, perhaps she has an incarceration fascination, either that or perhaps she has magical powers.
Big Fat, this is Jeremiah. I was just calling because I received an email moments ago that only you could appreciate. The Horror Hotel, the world's largest all-male gay resort in Augusta, Georgia, and Onyx Southeast apparently are presenting a blackout, let's see, X out of that would be 14, murder, mystery, and mayhem on 9 through 11 of October. And about 27 times on the paper, it says, ladies, welcome for this event. Ladies will be on property this weekend. Now, that troubles me greatly, because in the background of this photograph, there's one of them crosses. I think they call it a St. Andrew's cross. They tie folks to a leather flag and some kind of chair. I don't know what you use that for. And I think there might be a sling in the back of the picture. However, they're offering a $130 package for this murder, mystery, and mayhem weekend with which women will be present. And it's also the 2009 fall meeting of the Southeastern Conference of Clubs. My. Big Fatty, are you attending this event? It sounds intriguing. I'm going to go to the website of this organization for the research into what this could involve. It's very intriguing, but there will be ladies present on the property. So there will be silicone breasts and vaginas just strewn all about the patio around the swimming pool. What to do, you know, and you need to be careful if you go, Big Fatty, because you might have a tangle ray and you might just fall into one poolside and be the father of another child. All right then. Bye-bye.
Y'all, I've been discovered. Jeremiah has discovered that Big Fatty, where Big Fatty's going to be hanging out this weekend. Jeremiah, don't worry about women on the property, because they're usually butcher than a lot of the men that are there. But anyway, there's probably going to be five at the entire event. So it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. And these are leather women, so they don't put up with anybody's bullshit. No, they don't put up with the bullshit. No, no, no. All right, y'all. I think Melissa the Confused is responsible for getting Jeremiah to call. So, Melissa, get on your knees again and work your magic. That's all I'm going to say. And maybe Jeremiah will call back. Now, y'all, on an earlier show this week, I had mentioned that I had watched the new Let's Make a Deal with that Wayne Brady. And, y'all, he is not America's Top Trader or TV's Big Dealer, because that was Money Hall. But anyway, what I wanted to let you know is I had asked people, you know, Big Fatty thought the sea hag might dress as an accordion in the audience. But y'all, I've gotten a couple of other entries, and y'all, I've completely played all the voice letters except for this next one I'm going to play, which is an entry into what would Vera wear, and that is WWVW. And y'all, I can assure you, she's much bigger than a VW. But anyway, I've gotten a couple of entries via e-letter, and I got this voice letter from Tom up there in the Chicago's. Tom, I wonder which of his places he's at.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Tom in Chicago. Just wanted to get back to you and let you know what I thought Vera and her cooch might dress up as when they go on Let's Make a Deal. I'm thinking the swine flu is a big thing, so they should go as H1 and N1. I don't know who should be which, but I think that'd be a great thing for Vera and her cooch to dress up as. Have a good day. Bye.
Cooch, I want to be the H1, and you can be the N1. No. Y'all, and Hoochie Coochie Goochie is going to be the N1, I guess. I don't know. But y'all, I got a couple of other submissions via the e-letters. And Lori Warbucks, who, you know, we rarely hear from Lori Warbucks, he sent a submission via the e-letter to Big Fatty, and it says, I believe that Auntie Vera Charles, insert bumper here, I'm old, I'm fat, I'm bald, and I can't walk, and I'm dressed as an accordion. If Auntie Vera Charles were to appear in the studio audience of Let's Make a Deal, he would dress up as Vi, the mobile mansion, including gold and diamond encrusted rims. There, I said it. And y'all, I can see that. And, you know, Vi just got service this past weekend. And, you know, Vera's always hoping to get service. Oh, did I step over the line on that one, y'all? Oh, Black Friday, thank God you did it. But y'all, then there was a, was it the Raging Cajun that told me about this? I don't know. Oh, Brett Friday, who told you? I don't know. Somebody, I think it was the Raging Cajun, said that he thought that Vera should dress as a 500-pound tub of cottage cheese. I don't know. So, anyway, There's a couple of them. So y'all, if you've got an idea, you know, call Big Fatty, because y'all, all the voice letters are gone. They're gone. And you know, all the cool kids, you heard them. All the cool kids are calling the BFO, y'all, and it's the weekend. It's the Columbus Day weekend. And y'all, you're not going to be out there on your Nina. Oh, dear Gussie. You're not going to be out there with your Nina, your Penta, and your Santa Maria. Oh, Santa Maria, or something, I don't know. Get over there and give Big Fatty a call this weekend. And y'all, I'm going to have blow-by-blow accounts of the gentlemen callers from this weekend over at the Horror Hotel. And y'all, I've got a very special thing. Today at noon, Friday at noon, I am going to post a picture of the camp meeting area where Miss Kitty and his dancing girl Olive go. And y'all, I understand it's on the National Registry, and it's where they go up there and they just eat and eat and eat and eat and eat.
Oh, there were so many fat asses there. It was like a big fatty convention.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.